Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Fun. How are you, Ben?
G'day, Peter. I'm very well, thank you. Good to chat.
Yeah, good day for you today. What's the result that you're most pleased with today?
Look, I think it's got a bit. There's a few. I think Smooth is the one that we're most proud of. That's to be number two FM and consistently number one or number two FM in both Sydney and Melbourne is fantastic. We record high QM for Nova Melbourne today, and I think the real sort of best on ground for Smooth today is Bogart Torelli, who's been hosting Sydney Smooth Brekkie for quite a while now. And when you think about, you know, we call her the quiet achiever because she doesn't have the, you know, FM marketing machine behind her. She's not a comedian, but she's just in there every day. It's so good at connecting with her audiences. And she's now number two, well, she continues to be number two FM share and QM behind Kyle and Jack, which is just remarkable. So she's our quiet achiever and no doubt best on ground today for these results.
Okay, and where is there some work, do you think, still to be done?
Across the network,
across the group today, what result were you a little disappointed in? Where is there work to be done?
I think in Brisbane, Nova 106.9 today, I thought were pipped at the post by B105. I think important to note that Nova in Brizzy is such a juggernaut of a station. We've been number one for 5 out of the last 7 surveys, 6 out of the last 7 brekkie books. Nothing's materially changed for us, Peter. But as you know, Brizzy is just such a competitive market, and we've always been pretty shoulder to shoulder, you know, Nova and 97.3 and B105, all very close. But I think we've got good track record of bouncing back after being knocked off, and I've no doubt we will today. So that was disappointing, just given the amount of effort the team puts in. I think at the other end, and this is a great story, 5AA in Adelaide. This is fourth book in a row now that we've posted an increase. And you've got now Nathan, Nat and Sean at Nova in Perth got a 20.5 share today. David and Will in Adelaide, I think they're catching them because they're 15.2. So 5AA is probably the other shining light in the schedule today. It's just a great result. And it's a great station. Having grown up in Adelaide, it has got so much heritage behind it, and I'm glad to see they're delivering these numbers.
How much effort goes from the national programming? I mean, all your other stations are music stations. Do you think its success is because you leave it alone?
Look, I think it's a big part of it, Peter, is the heritage. I mean, you've got, I mean, I grew up with AA being an Adelaide boy, and I think there is, it delivers, it. I mean, it's live and local, so the networking piece, I don't think it's that. I think it's more than that. I think it's that they're a talk station, but they're just the contrast with the ABC in Adelaide. They just know their audience so well. And David and Will, as we talk about sort of the blueprint for like the next generation of AM talk stations, you know, and that's not taking any credit away from, you know, 3AW Melbourne Breakfast, because they're all terrific shows. But David and Will have this great contemporary act in the mornings that really has such a broad appeal. So I think it's just a station that knows its audience so well.
Ben, I'm going to try something different today. Let's start with Sydney. And on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being settled and 10 being volatile, how would you score the market in Sydney? For example,
what was the one?
One was settled.
Right. Okay. Look, I think I wouldn't call Sydney so much volatile. It's kind of, it doesn't. I mean, today was an interesting result in that Kiss sort of unseated. Mm. Ben Fordham in breakfast, but you do usually know what you're going to get in Sydney. So probably somewhere in between, I'd rate that. What is that, a five?
Yeah, you didn't mention actually that outside of where are we? Outside of 2GB, who's been number one since Survey 2 in 21, which is what our records show, and SEN, which has been last, exactly. Nova seems to be, in fact, the most steady station. You've been in the sixth position all but for one survey in the last year. So, you know, it's actually the most steady. But let's move on. Let's go to Melbourne. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being settled and 10 being volatile, how would you score that market?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, it's certainly not as settled as Sydney. I mean, you know, you've got Christian O'Connell at Gold, who's sort of is a fantastic show and has been sort of in that number one spot for a while. But it's a much tighter market. So probably, so one is settled, yeah. 10 is volatile. It's probably a seven for me.
Right.
I mean, there's, you know, you've got, and I say that because you've got Christy Salmon Brownie who have had a fantastic year, of course, coming to an end at the end of the year. But, you know, can challenge Christian O'Connell. You've got Fox, who can pull out a good result. So it is less of, you can't call that market as easily as you could, say, Sydney.
So did you score Sydney? I don't think you gave it a score.
Settled and volatile, it's probably a three, isn't it? Three or four, yeah.
In terms of settled, okay.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Melbourne's seven, so okay. Do you expect that market to settle in the foreseeable future or stay volatile or stay towards the higher end?
Well, I think when you put a new show into any market, as we're doing with Ben Liam and Bell next year, it always brings some change. So just in terms of this is a show that, you know, based on Adelaide numbers, has been very dominant under 40. And so there will be some change with that, and you know we'll see. Time will tell how that plays out and where that audience might come from and all of that. But so probably probably a little bit more volatile as that show launches into Melbourne next year.
All right, Brisbane. Where do we score that?
I got to say Brizzy's a pretty volatile market. It's pretty hard to call. I mean. Nova is such a juggernaut of a station, but you see a result like today where we're pipped at the post by B105, which, by the way, is a good book for them. But certainly when you look at the averages across the year, Nova dominates, but it's a bit like Perth. Perth was about 2 years ago with that Nova mix kind of toing and froing for top spot. So Brizzy is very competitive. We're used to kind of our competitors being sort of looking over our shoulders. So that's pretty high on the volatile scale, Peter, that one.
Yeah, okay.
Let's give it an eight.
Eight. All right. Yeah. So compared to Melbourne, it's only 1 point ahead. Anyway, that's your score. Where are we now? Adelaide.
Well, Adelaide's probably shaping up to be to be one of the most competitive / volatile markets. I mean, you know, there's Ben and Liam have won four out of the seven brekkie surveys this year. But, you know, as we've seen today, Triple M come out and take the top spot for brekkie. So it is a bit sort of tit for tat. And probably with some new shows going into that market next year, that's probably going to become even more volatile, even harder to sort of call. So I'd give that probably an eight as well.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Perth, where you had a blinder, and you've been steadily rising in Perth. And you, when was the last time there was a 17 scored in Perth?
Jeez, I can't remember. It's I mean, look at breakfast 20 to, over a 20 share. I mean, that's, and there's no reason why those guys can't go even higher. It was, I was saying before, that Perth is just one of those markets where you, wherever you go, like an Uber or a taxi or a cafe, if there's a radio playing, it's guaranteed it's going to be Nova. It's, it is just quite incredible. I think in terms of settled to volatile, do you have negative numbers? Because that's a pretty easy market. And that's not me being arrogant or complacent, but it is just a juggernaut of a station. It's so well programmed. They live and breathe their audience and just deserve those numbers. But you know, they're so far ahead that I think it's pretty fair to say it's as settled as you can get at the moment.
Right, but it was pretty competitive about a year ago.
Yeah, I think a couple of years ago, when before sort of Triple M relaunched, and you had Nick sort of flying, that there was definitely, yeah, there were surveys where Nova would grab the lead and then Mix would grab the lead. That seems to have, I think when the SCA duopoly changes happened and 92.9 was rebadged as Triple M and whatnot, that really sort of did change the market dynamics. And now sort of, as you say, that last sort of 12, 18 months, 2 years, is we've had some great breathing room and just pulling out these record numbers, which have been sensational.
Right. And where, and how would you score Perth then?
Oh, it's a one or two, I think.
Just a one or two. And it seems, yeah, so this is a heavy trend now. It's not being pipped at the post like you have been just the last two surveys in Brisbane, where previously Nova was very strong. It still is strong. It's just that things around you, I guess. Just a question that we've been debating on Radio Info quite a bit about the separation of Cumes and Share. And, you know, it was my opinion that we really should start to move to Share, which was, or sort of, to Cume, actually, as the measurement. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I think Cume is always, I mean, you know, depending on what part of the world you're in, as you know, the UK has always been focused on Cumes. I think Cumes will probably become more and more important when we see numbers. I mean, you know, competing for time, TSLs will become more of a challenge. And yet we see Cumes all year, right around the country, record Cumes. I mean, it's every radio release at survey is talking about a record Cume. So I think they're the really great story for radio. So I think they'll become more and more important. And Nova's always kind of, you know, well, we've always had the leading Cume stations, and obviously we've always advertised that very heavily. So I'd like to see more of it. Whether there's an industry change coming, that's another thing, I guess. But it is such a great radio success story that it would be a shame not to talk more about them.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.